little scripture here with you that's kind of touching my heart this week. It's in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. It says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Yes. Making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. That's a timely word because sometimes we can get irritated with each other when we're all stuck together, right? But we're going to be loving each other, and as a family, we're going to continue to love each other and be patient with each other. Well, it's time for us to worship God with, and we've got our worship team up here with Ben and his worship team. So let's just all worship together now.
Sing along with us. Let's worship the Lord.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. Yearn for you, 'cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day.
In your presence, Lord.
In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna. Hosanna. Saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you.
We'll sweep across this land, Lord.
We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make us new. When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna. We welcome you, King Jesus. Hosanna in the highest. Oh. We want to see you, God. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away.
We sing when we see you.
And when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Lord, come have your way among us.
welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, you're welcome. Jesus, you're welcome. Into our hearts, into our homes, Lord, into our midst, into every relationship, Lord, you're welcome. We thank you for the power of your word, the power of your Holy Spirit. We worship you, Jesus. To trust you, no matter what I feel, let faith arise. Let faith arise. For my champion's not dead, he is alive. And he already knows my every need. Surely he will come and rescue me. God of miracles, come. We need your supernatural love to break through. Nothing's impossible. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. Oh, yes, you are. Let faith arise and see the kingdom come. I lift my eyes. For the battle has been won, my God is faithful, and every single word he says is true. Oh, God of miracles, come, we need your supernatural love to break. You're the God of miracles. Oh, this world is shaking, but you cannot be shaken. My heart is breaking, but I'm not broken yet. Your love is fearless. Help me to be courageous. This world is shaking, but you cannot be shaken. My heart is breaking, but I'm not broken yet. Your love is fearless. Help me to be courageous too. For the God of miracles, how we need your supernatural love. Come and break through. Nothing's impossible. You're the God of miracles. Your supernatural love to break through. Nothing's impossible. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles.
will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you. Beside you, open up my eyes and wonder, and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart, and lead me in your love to those around me.
God, we thank you that you are worthy of it all. We thank you, Lord, for the foundation that we have and we stand upon this morning and every single day of our life because of what your Son did on the cross. God, today we remember when Jesus went to Jerusalem willing to lay down his life for every single one on this planet. And Father, I just pray that you would be with us the rest of this service. Guide us, Lord. Protect us. And watch over us, Lord, as we commit ourselves to you in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, good morning, Freedom Church. I hope you're doing very, very well. As I said last week, we miss you. We still miss you. I think we miss you even more and more and more every time we come together every Sunday morning. But we are so grateful for all that you're doing. Even though you're not here, we still are grateful for what you're doing, and especially through your giving, because you're making Freedom Church strong. There are four ways that we have that you can give through Freedom Church. The first way is this, that you can go to our website at www.freedomchurch.life and give through our website. The second way you can give is you can download the Church Center app and connect to Freedom Church and give through that app. The third way that you can give is that you can text any amount and give any amount and text it to 84321. Again, that's 84321. And the very last way that you can give is simply you can mail a check right here at Freedom Church at 2801 Thomasville Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32308. We want to also make mention real quick that next week is Easter. It's a great time. Even though we're not able to gather together, we are still going to celebrate the Lord's resurrection. Amen. And so next week we have our Easter service right here online, and we ask that you please be prepared to participate with your own bread and your own juice as we participate in communion this morning. Let's go ahead and pray for those that are infected, and maybe even those that you may know in our church that are sick or that are hurting. I know this. The enemy is at work right now. I know this because God wants to do something in our church. And sometimes when we overthink or when we're isolated, the enemy likes to use that and take us down, but God is not going to let that happen as we continue to hold on to Him. So let's pray for our church. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for our missionaries around the world and all those around the world that are infected with this virus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing. God, we love you and we honor you, God. We thank you, Lord, for next week as we prepare, Lord, for the resurrection day, God. But, Lord, I pray, Lord, for those that are in need of a healing touch from you. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would comfort them, that you would protect them, that you would watch over them, God, and that you would lift them up, Lord, from where they're at right now, God. Lord, we are crying out to you, God, for a vaccine, a way for us to go back to being normal, Lord. So, Father, we look to you because you are our source and our strength. We honor you in this place. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Marco. Thank you, worship team. It's a great day, good day to be with you today in your living room. Thank you for tuning in and listening and just being a part of Freedom Church. And those of you that are guests and you're just watching along, just see what's going on at Freedom, we welcome you as well. And thank you for participating with us today. Just a couple other things. Last Wednesday night, we did a little question and answer kind of segment with all the staff. And we're going to be doing that again this Wednesday night. I would encourage you to tune in at 6:45 and submit a question or two. And it's a great opportunity for you to interact with the staff and so on and so forth, maybe in ways you haven't been able to do that. So I'd encourage you to tune in on Wednesday night for that. Also, tomorrow evening, we're going to do prayer online, live on Facebook. So I hope that you'll join me for prayer tomorrow night at 6:30. If there's one thing we need right now, and that is to call out to God and to humble ourselves before Him as the Scripture tells us to in times of need. And definitely our nation is in need, our city's in need, our state is in need, and a lot of people in our church just need a special blessing. Some have been laid off and some of them have been furloughed, and so we just need to pray God's blessing during this season. So this morning I want to talk to you about the demoniac set free. The demoniac set free. It may not seem like it right at this moment, but it's a perfect message for Palm Sunday. As we get into it, we'll know a little bit more about that. But I just want to read to you Mark chapter 1, and we're just going to begin at Mark chapter 5. We're going to begin at verse 1, and I want you to listen to the scripture here. And they went across the lake to the region of the Gazarenes. When Jesus got out of a boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. And he shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High? In God's name, don't torture me." Verse 8, for Jesus had said unto him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." And then Jesus asked, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the region. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." Wow, what a story, what a scripture. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the privilege of delivering your word. And I thank you, Lord God, that no matter what goes around us, Lord, your word is going forth. And we ask you, oh God, to work it in our hearts and our lives and teach us today. May your Holy Spirit invade where your people gather, where we are, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. The scripture says Jesus went to the other side. And in scripture, that indicates a different shift in ministry. In the Sea of Galilee, it would have taken Jesus 2 hours to cross to the other side. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment, because that's an investment of time that Jesus was willing to take to go to the other side to continue his mission. Aren't you glad God is willing to invest the time in your own life? He's willing to traverse the seas. He's willing to walk across the street. He's willing to do a lot of things to take care of us. And the scripture says this, "And the man with the unclean spirit came to greet Jesus." Now, I think it's very interesting. Here's a man who's living in isolation, who is tormented by demonic forces. No one could bind him. He was so strong he could break the chains, the shackles on his feet, everything. He lived among the tombs. He was not even welcomed in the society any longer. He would cry out and cut himself day and night. I'm going to tell you, that's not the plan God intended for his creation. That's not the plan that God intended for you and I as his servants. And here's what I know. The demonic activity and Satan himself wants to rob us from God's divine plan and purpose. And he did that, and he worked that in this man's life. Now, it's not what God planned for him to be alone among the tombs. It's not what God planned for him to be separated, no social contact. I think we can all identify with that a little bit in this social distancing they're calling us to be a part of. I just want you to remind you that this is going to pass. And you and I need to be strong on the other side of this. And the only way we can be strong is to pay attention to the Jesus that's in our midst. Because he made a promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So don't forget that where you are. You may be distanced from friends and family, but he is with you right now where you are. He always is. Now, this is what happened to this man. He ran to Jesus and he fell at his feet. I think that is so significant, because the truth is we're all going to fall at the feet of Jesus one day. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, it says this, "Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Praise God. I'm glad I've had the privilege to acknowledge him as Lord during my lifetime. And for those of you who haven't, I would invite you to do that. He is Lord. We must never forget that. That's why he came. That's why he sacrificed his life. He traversed across the universe for your sake, for my sake. He took the time. He invested his life for our redemption. I hope you'll take the time to confess him, to repent of your sins. So here it is. This man who is demonically captivated, oppressed, and He's just full of demons. Listen to me. He comes and bows at the feet of Jesus. The truth is, that's the future state of every tongue. Even the demonic forces are going to have to acknowledge Jesus being Lord. And these demons cry out, "What do you want with us? What do you want with us, Jesus? Why do you want to interfere with our lives, our possession of this man?" I thank God that Jesus came to interfere with darkness, that you and I don't have to be bound anymore, that you and I can be different. We can be what God created us to be. The scripture indicates that he made us, he redeemed us to be like Jesus. It's a beautiful thing, the power of the Son of the Most High. And that's the second thing that's very interesting in this scripture. The demons knew who Jesus was. They don't call him Messiah. They call him the Son of the Most High. They knew who he was. Many biblical scholars think that they're trying to manipulate Jesus and so that Jesus won't come down hard on them. You know, the enemy does love to manipulate. I'm going to tell you, we have to be very careful because there are people who want to manipulate us. We know we have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Love is never about manipulation. God never manipulates people. That's the demonic realm. And that's what's going on here. And Jesus commands the spirit to come out of him. And then Jesus asks for the demon's name. And they say, "Hey, we're legion, for we are many." And it's at this point, we understand the depth of depravity that this man has been plunged in through demonic activity. At before, we see his hindering himself and hurting himself, and now we understand the full picture. This man is not just possessed with one, but many demonic activity going on in his heart and his life. It's a wonder he's still alive. We know it. And and these demons beg Jesus not to leave the region that they're in and allow us to go into those pigs. Isn't that interesting? And in verse 13, it says this: "He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned." It's very interesting that when I was in Israel, we took a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee, and we went across to the other side. And sure enough, don't you know, there are cliffs over there. And when you see those cliffs, you understand, oh, that's how it happened. That's how those pigs plunged headlong into the ocean, into the Sea of Galilee. Yeah, there it was. And here, I believe, is what's going on here. Jesus is depicting the future judgment of the demonic activity. We know this, that the enemy is going to be bound in the lake of fire. The enemy is going to be bound because of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The future judgment of the demonic activity and Satan himself, this is kind of like a precursor to that, because God is going to do that. Listen to it in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophets had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Hallelujah! Praise God. So this results, this casting into the pigs, results them into running into death. Yeah, and that's the real intention of demonic activity is to bring about death. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said. Now, verse 14 talks about those who were tending the pigs. Listen to what it says. "Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened." Boy, you talk about a sight. Can you imagine the 2,000 pigs floating? There was a lot of money invested in that. There was a lot of effort put into those pigs in this community. And it surprises me the response in verse 15. "When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Wow. They were afraid. They see a man who had been possessed sitting there in his right mind. A person they couldn't control, a person they couldn't manipulate, a person they had to cast out of their, is there in his right mind having a conversation, and they were afraid. And you know what they do? They beg Jesus to leave their town. In verse 18, and as Jesus, oh, excuse me, in verse 17, and then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. How many of you know Jesus is not going to be where he's not welcome? And the next thing you see is Jesus getting into a boat. I hope your home is a place that welcomes Jesus. I know our church welcomes Jesus. I hope our city comes to the place where it welcomes Jesus in every activity. I hope our state, I hope our nation comes to a place where we acknowledge Jesus. And maybe through this plague, God is trying to humble us a little bit, help us to realize that we're really not that much in control, but there is one who can be give peace to circumstances. There is one who can heal what no man can heal, and the demoniac is proof of that. In verse 18, it says this, and as Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Don't you just love that? The whole man, the man that has been made whole wants to go with Jesus, wants to traverse with. No one had done what Jesus had done. Everybody else was trying to lock him up, bind him up, but Jesus speaks a word. Jesus had no one had ever loved him like Jesus. He stands in contrast to the villagers. The villagers are saying, go, get out of here, Jesus. But the man who knows the touch of God says, I'm going to go with you, Jesus. I want to go with you all the way. He found a home in Jesus. I hope you find a home in Jesus. It's a beautiful story about someone who was cast away being brought home in Jesus. You know, that's really the story of Palm Sunday. That Jesus would lay down his life, sacrifice himself, begin the process of the final week of his life with Hosanna, Hosanna. You know what Hosanna means. It means save us now. And the deliverer, the Savior, is there. That's what he came to do, to save us. And as the demoniac was set free, I know what it is to be set free from my sins. It's what he came to do. This guy wants to go with Jesus, but Jesus had a mission for him. In verse 19, it says this, Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Verse 20, so the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. You know what's, listen, he wants to go with Jesus. Jesus says, go back home and tell your people. And he does it. He doesn't get disappointed. He obeys. He obeys. I don't know. I would imagine his heart was set on going with Jesus. I mean, there were other men there in the boat. There were other men there going with Jesus. And I just want to go too. And when Jesus said, no, go home, he obeyed. And because he obeyed, people were amazed at the work of God. You know, the truth is this, Jesus has a mission for us. You know, we know what it is to be set free. We know what Palm Sunday is all about. We've cried, save us now, Lord. And he has. That man would never forget the day God touched him. I hope you will never forget the day Jesus touched you. It's a beautiful thing. For Jesus to set people free. It's what he came to do. I've asked Ben to come up and just let's sing a little song. together there in your living room. And let's worship the Lord a little bit and thank him for Palm Sunday. Thank him for the work of his grace in our own hearts and lives. Thank him for setting us free in his love and in his mercy. Join Ben now, and let's worship the Lord just for a moment here.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. God, I worship your holy name.
He is worthy of worship today, and I hope you'll take a moment to continue this worship moment. I hope you'll take time to pray for your family members right now. As you've heard, next week is Easter, and we're going to celebrate communion together. And it's going to be a great time. I hope you'll prepare yourself. This is another thing I would love for you to do sometime today when the rain passes through. I want you to go in your front yard. I want you to go out as a family into your front yard. And I want you to pray for your community. I want you to pray for your neighbors. I want you to be on a mission to bless your community by praying over them. Would you do that? Just take a moment and go outside together as a family and pray. And if your neighbors ask them what you do, you just let them know you're praying. You're praying for them. Listen, right now is an opportunity for us to take for the kingdom of God. I have a nephew who sets up a prayer tent along the highway, and people come by and he prays for them as they submit. Maybe you want to set up a prayer tent in front of your house that people could drive by and just drop prayer requests in. I don't know. I think it's time for the church to be creative and bless their community. I want to pray for you right now. I want to thank you for joining us with worship. Thank you for participating. Thank you for giving, making a difference in your giving. Right now, Freedom Church is going to be stronger because of your faithfulness when we get through with this. I can't wait to see you again. I can't wait to fellowship and worship together with one voice in one room. Celebrating Jesus Christ. Right now, I would love to pray for you. So let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for Freedom Church. I thank you for all the people that are listening. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to bless your name. I thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of being set free by the matchless, wonderful name of Jesus. Jesus, bless your people. God, there are people that need your touch tonight, today. And I ask you, oh God, bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, love one another boldly.